God bless you all. I'm going to talk about the significance of Good Friday. Let's first talk about the ultimate sacrifice. On Good Friday, Christians remember Jesus Christ's crucifixion and death. This event marks a turning point in Christian faith. Now listen to this scripture from Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And that's in Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Jesus' death is seen as the ultimate sacrifice for humanity's sins. Now let's talk about the restoration with God. This sacrifice allowed for the restoration of the relationship between humans and God. And I'll read a scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And that's in John 3:16. Believers reflect on this to deepen their faith. Now let's talk about commemorating with devotion. Christians observe Good Friday through fasting, prayer, and church service. Now here's a scripture. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. And that's Acts chapter 2, verse 42. These practices help them contemplate the significance of Jesus' sacrifice. Now let's talk about lessons of love and forgiveness. Good Friday teaches about God's love and the forgiveness of sins. Here's a scripture. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. And that's in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. This day underscores the depth of God's love for humanity. Now let's talk about living a life of service. Inspired by Jesus' sacrifice, Christians strive to live with love, compassion, and service. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. And that's in Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. This guidance influences their actions towards others. Now we'll talk about seeking reconciliation. Believers seek reconciliation with God through faith in Jesus. Here's a scripture. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins can be wiped out. And that's in Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Faith in Jesus is a path to restoring one's relationship with God. Now let's talk about following his teaching. Christians aim to live according to Jesus' teachings. Here's a scripture. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. And that's in John chapter 13, verse 34. This commandment guides their daily lives and interaction. And finally, let's talk about sharing his love. They share Jesus' love and sacrifice through kindness and service. Here's a scripture. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. And that's in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24. Through these actions, believers spread the message of Jesus' love and redemption. Now, Good Friday reminds Christians of Jesus Christ's sacrifice, encouraging them to live lives filled with love, compassion, and service, following his teachings and sharing his message of redemption. My name is Minister Dave.